I think what I often see is that people are frightened of fashion, and that because it scares them or it makes them feel insecure, they put it down. On the whole, people that say demeaning things about our world, I think that's usually because they feel in some ways excluded or, you know, not part of the cool group, or so as a result they just mock it. Just because you like to put on a beautiful Carolina Herrera dress or a, I don't know, pair of J brand blue jeans that, you know, instead of something basic from Kmart, it doesn't mean that you're a dumb person. There is something about fashion that can make people very nervous.
Sophie, hi. This email here from Tom Ford. Can you send it on to Jay? Okay, thanks.
Kate, there's a bit of a process. Anna saw the pictures and she doesn't want Chanel or Hillary. Okay, bye. So I think we're done with Hillary and Chanel.
I wonder if Anna would like this one.
What's black?
That's true.
You're fired for that. These are the approved ones that Mark and I showed Anna. But also Anna had made not like the landing page, and we have redesigned it, and that's what we're showing Anna tomorrow.
Okay.
It is always going to be Anna's point of view. Focus Anna's magazine. That's who signs it off. We know that. You belong to it. You belong to this church.
And is it fair to say that Anna is the high priestess of all of us?
I would say Pope.
L'Oreal's meeting with Anna to talk about having the designers design an infallible dress.
That's perfect.
She sees her role as the director and producer of this fashion world.
Can you think of an aspect of the fashion industry that she isn't somehow involved in?
No.
We have to see clothes.
First of all, it's been a very bleak week so far. It's been bleak street over here in America. You know what? It's a famine of beauty. It's a famine of beauty. It's a famine of beauty, honey. My eyes are starving for beauty.
More wild.
Don't have to go too fast, but good energy, good confidence.
Is Anna here already?
Julie, they're wondering, is Anna here yet?
There she is.
Ready to start. Here we go.
I'm with the internationally renowned editor-in-chief of American Vogue, Anna Wintour.
Anna Wintour is the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine, a Bible for the fashion world.
The single most important figure in the $300 billion global fashion industry.
She is watched more closely than the movie stars or the runway.
Many people said that you are a nice woman.
Well, this week it was pretty cold, that's all I can say.
Anna, look. This one we call Anna.
It's gorgeous.
Anna?
Is there a way to wear fur this winter?
There's always a way to wear fur. Personally, I have it on my back.
role at this défilé? Could you explain?
What is my role at the défilé?
Yes.
To help Anna Wintour decide what goes in the magazine and to help the editors of Vogue to have a dialogue about fashion.
Anna, le plus grand pouvoir.
Oui, absolument.
Hi, Stefano. I'm well.
Good to see you.
Hi, thanks.
Well, shall I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
A bit stressed, this is.
You're stressed?
A bit. A bit. But I hope it's going to be okay.
Hello. Hello. Good to see you.
Stefano, can we start?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I know, I showed them 3x3. So this is look number one. Okay, you just walk around easily. Voila. So this season, basically what I decided to work on is to go back to the essence of the cut. Everything is hand-stitched all around.
Wow. I don't see any real evening on that rack. You're not doing it?
No, I am. But they're all like...
In pieces?
Yes.
Do we
have
sketches?
I have one cocktail dress. But this is the workmanship, which is this one. No, I think you've seen it.
No, that's pretty. So you're not really feeling for colour, Stefano?
No. But, no. You know, it's my mood. I mean, in winter, I never feel so much for colour. It's more a summer thing for me, frankly speaking. But it's a bit neutral, the new blacks. I don't know. There's blue navy. There is an emerald green. You know.
Very colorful.
This is colorful.
Okay, I'm going to need you when I'm convincing Anna that that's not black. That's not red. We have green, navy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
You look beautiful.
Are you wearing Chanel?
Yes, trying to look like your customer.
You are our customer. So we'll follow you. Well, thank you for continuing these breakfasts. I speak for the group. They're very helpful and continue to allow us to get to know each other better and better. And we thank you for your time.
So I'm going to ask Sally to start talking about our main points.
The key item for us, it seems to be, is the jacket. We're going to be putting a huge, huge push onto a wardrobe of jackets for the fall issues.
Nobody was wearing fur until Anna put it back on the cover of Vogue back in the early 90s, and she ignited the entire industry. If we get behind something, it sells.
For once, Prada was in great debate this season. Anna had a lot of concerns over the fabric and spoke with Mrs. Prada on your behalf many times.
We felt that the pieces were just so heavy that you couldn't wear it. So, Virginia, what was it that they're going to reinterpret?
Because
we really pushed.
That they are doing a version of a fabric that's silk and mohair as opposed to the heavy wool and mohair. It's a degradé fabric.
The other stuff. You've made our week, our 3 weeks.
Well, let me touch on something that may be out of your purview, but maybe you can also help us. Deliveries of merchandise.
You want me to do about it? Rent a truck?
I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. You are so influential with the designers.
Not that.
They have to recognize that the worldwide demand for their product is expanding at a rate that even they don't understand, and they're not keeping up with the production, so that the demand is outstripping supply. We are waiting longer and longer and longer for deliveries. They're coming at the back end of the delivery schedule instead of the front end. And, you know, fashion is fun, and we all love it, and that's what drives it. But without the goods, and the ads in your magazines are fabulous, and I know you'll look like a telephone book this year, but we gotta help us with this. So You have a couple of choices. You can start sewing yourselves.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you said something very interesting about which is editing, and I think some of the designers do have a problem with that, and we are working on that, and we're right there with you. Less is more.
I mean, I can't shoot everything for the rest of my life with Steven Meisel in Alder Mansion, which is an ugly fucking house.
I was discussing my September shoot with Stephen Klein. Mm-hmm. I think he really likes this location.
It's all gloomy, Edward. Where's the glamour? It's Vogue, okay. Please, let's
lift it.
Lift it.
I don't find her to be hidden. I just don't find her to be accessible to people she's... doesn't need to be accessible to.
This I don't think we need. This is, we'll just wait for whatever it is they're making and that's it. This I don't think we should do.
Okay.
This I don't think we should do. This.
She's busy. And she's not warm and friendly. She's doing her business.
These are all normal.
Yes.
I thought this was pretty weak.
It is.
That stuff needed a lot of work.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
We leave warm to me. I'll have to be warm enough for the two of us.
When we put out the September issue of Vogue, the first thing the reporters usually ask us is, how much does it weigh and how many pages? 1 in 10 American women, almost 13 million people, will get that issue. A few years ago, when we put out a record issue of September, it was the largest monthly magazine ever published. Guys, we're looking to break that record. We have to break rules. I want you to go into it like it's Vogue the brand and market it like it's never been marketed in its entire 114 years.
All right, so September. Sienna, I think we're in excellent shape, right? It's all feathers.
I think this is really cute.
I do too.
Big Bird.
The team sees the collections and then comes back and has fashion meetings, and in the meetings you dissect the collections and decide what trends to feature.
Andre, he didn't like Calvin.
I thought it was clinical.
September is the January in fashion, you know? This is when I change. This is when I say, you know, I'm going to try to get back on those high heels because that's the look.
The jacket is the new trend.
The look is sexy. The look is granny. You need to know.
This is heaven. That's gorgeous.
That should be a fashion story.
Well, that's the problem, Grace. It's an accessory story, and that's why.
Well, it's a story crying to be done.
Grace, I hear you, but it's just not what I need in the September issue.
You have to really find some stories there. And you have to find stories that haven't been played out anywhere else, and they have to be on a certain scale.
Having talked to Grace a little bit about this, I think she very much wants to do texture. What has that got to do with texture?
Look!
No.
I think you should bring
breaking
it anyway.
Breaking my heart. Usually in the September issue, there's one big disaster. There's always one shoot, and that's a big problem in the issue. Because it's a big issue, and there's a lot of things going on.
Let's put that one to the side for now. And that one, too. Let me see what else there is.
Jonathan Sanders is someone we wanted to... I mean,
you're trying to get him in.
But it's a different thing.
A different thing. Mm.
They're not colour blocking.
Mm. I want to kill myself.
You want to kill yourself?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know what's happened?
Well, this got thrown out. It's
just a big... If it's with this...
This is what we did.
It's fine.
What's the look? It's in there.
Colour blocking is all the different colours. It's, you know, this with this and this with this. And
I'm going to take this anyway.
Is that the best one? That's not the best one. You've got to be tougher. Edward.
Tell me, what do you do?
You got to be tough.
What do you do?
You have to demand. Because otherwise you'll be blamed.
No.
Don't be too nice. Even to me. No, honestly, because... you'll lose. You have to learn the way to beat your path through to make yourself felt and make yourself necessary and find a way that works for you for Vogue, because a lot of people have come and a lot of people have gone. They just couldn't take the heartbreak. You know, you have to be fairly tough to withstand that.
So it's all pinks.
Mm-hmm. And Virginia, we really feel that this is the most important message to put in a September issue.
I thought it was pretty.
It looks very springy.
Oh, there's a fur.
Maybe you want to develop it a little bit more. I'd also like to see what you're thinking about with the clothes, so I can get more of a handle on it.
I was thinking maybe it's kind of body conscious, the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I thought maybe she could be sort of bionic. It looks good on the rack.
I feel it's quite one-dimensional. But also, the girls always look the same, Elisa. If you look at your pictures, the way they're dressed, it's always the same. And some other pictures always the same. It's usually the same kind of minimal approach. I mean, it's what you are. Yeah. I know, and the girl always tends to have straight hair. If you look at it, it's always the same. So it would be great if we could break out. Thanks. So, you know that company Mango in Spain? They're looking for someone to help them consult.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Takoon, do you think?
I think he's one of the most talented people out there.
He's coming in to see me, I think, this week, so I could talk to him. Okay. Starbucks, please.
My father was a newspaper editor. He edited a newspaper in London called The Evening Standard.
Former Fleet Street editor Charles Winter will be assessing the long-term effects.
He came from quite a Victorian upbringing. I'm not sure his mother ever spoke to him. He was also very private and very, in some ways, inscrutable.
The NPA have about as much collective spine as a tepid jellyfish.
Growing up in London in the 60s, I mean, you'd have to be walking around with Irving Penn's sack over your head not to know that something extraordinary was happening in fashion. The look of the girls then and everything that was going on, the pill and emancipation of women and the end of the class system and just sort of seeing that revolution go on made me love it from an early age. I think my father really decided for me that I should work in fashion. I can't remember what form it was I had to fill out. Maybe it was an admissions thing, and at the bottom it said career objectives, you know, and I looked at what should I do, how should I fill this out, and he said, well, you write that you want to be editor of Vogue, of course. So that was it. It was decided.
We have known about this piece for a long time, so I don't want to hear it, okay? I mean, she should just get on the phone.
This is not clear. Someone needs to check these. She looks pregnant. We need to
fix her.
First time that you're asked to go see Anna and show her your collection, it's like
intimidating.
Insane.
Right.
And I remember it was me and Meredith in Anna's office, and it was the first time I met her. I was like, oh my god, it's Anna. It's like Madonna is Anna, you know? And I was, you know, she's like, okay, go on. So I'm like talking about the inspiration, like I'm moving my hands and I'm like showing her, you know, the pieces. And I can see my hand, like, shaking. What? Like, it was, like, shaking. Because she just sat there the whole time. Like, So then we get out of there, and Meredith is like, oh, my God, you were so well-spoken, but that hand kept shaking.
Aww. Anna, what's your office?
Hi, Takoon.
Hi, how are you? I have 8 sketches. I don't know how you want me to lay them out for you.
Right here.
Okay.
You know Takoon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Nice to see you. So these are his sketches for the Gap project, mm-hmm. the shirts.
Mm-hmm. And it's 3 that would...
We're meant to narrow it down to 3.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to do one mm-hmm. with a little sleeve.
I love the little sleeve.
And then maybe one that's a dress.
It's very hard to be a designer in this country. So we created a fashion fund to draw attention to new talent, to fund it, and to get mentoring for it. The winners get to design something for a mega brand.
You like this?
I wouldn't discount that. It's got a simplicity that the Gap customer is going to immediately acknowledge.
Takoon was one of the winners of the award. He has all the components to have a serious high-end designer line.
I'm happy with those three. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you.
You never know, though. I mean, you know, remember, Isaac Mizrahi went out of business. The fashion business isn't fair. They do everything right, and they still crash.
These colors are good.
I'm one of the last remaining fashion editors who dress the girls myself. I'm told the very modern thing is to don't touch the girl. Is that right?
Yeah.
Who does it? Your sister?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a bit old-fashioned.
I love this. I see, I love this.
Good photo. What's the light, guys? Come on.
She looks like she's got a plastic bag on, but it looks good. Garbage bag.
I started reading Vogue when I was a teenager, and I grew up in North Wales, and it was kind of difficult to get. So I used to order it and rush once a month to get my copy, which was probably 3 months out of date. I loved the whole sort of chic thing that was so entirely out of context compared to the lifestyle I led. You know, I went to school, I went to a convent. I never went anywhere for my holidays, and so I just looked at Vogue. At the same time, there was a Vogue model competition, and somebody sent my very bad pictures in, and I actually won the young section, because I was quite young at that time. And so I started modeling for Vogue. Somehow everything I did, I kind of fell into. I just knew that I probably had to get out of that place. So I went up to London and I became a full-time model. These are the pictures of me by various photographers. This is one of my very first model pictures. It's probably in 59 by Lord Snowden. I stopped modeling because I had a car crash. My head went into the driving mirror, or my eye went into the driving mirror, so I had a lot of plastic surgery. And then 2 years later, I sort of went back to work. This is from a shoot that I did with Bailey Palmer. This is Manolo Blahnik, and this is Angelica Houston when she was modeling. I was offered a job at British Vogue. I was a junior editor and kind of slowly worked my way up.
Hello.
Miss Carlos.
Oh, my God. How was your shoot?
It was great. It was great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Grace is without question the greatest living stylist. There's no one better than Grace. There's no one who can make any photographer take more beautiful, more interesting, more romantic, more just stunningly realized pictures than Grace. There's no one better, period. She comes from the idea that fashion is this world of play and make-believe. It's as if someone's gone to the dressing up box and found the most kind of wonderful personal things and put them together. But it's beautiful.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I'm not crazy about this one, are you?
I like it.
Do we need this? It's just not saying texture to me, all the others. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just really, really concerned about how much light we're getting.
So, if we were to take another one out...
Maybe that.
Let me see okay. it. Let me just see it.
Okay.
Okay. Whose is that?
I think it's Rodarte.
What are they snipped off here? Which one went? That's the guess. Oh, yes, of course, the other black one. Those poor goddamn Rodartes.
I know, they're out.
Rubber's not a texture?
No, not for Anna.
And leather.
We ordered it. We ordered all the prints, so...
Oh, yeah, I've heard that story.
Yeah.
But it's such a great picture, that.
No, Anna actually liked it as a picture. She thought it wasn't texture.
It is texture.
Let's add the waist seam now, then.
Do we need pockets?
So, this one is it not around?
Yes, it is, actually. We want something, everyone wants something, everyone's got a belly.
I personally would not put this one in the show, but the other things you've shown us are more exciting.
All this actually is still under consideration.
You need to add 100.
Listen, we have 150 pieces and we have to edit down to 65.
Grace is very good at that. Go on, Grace. Slash
no,
and burn.
Anna's, but I don't think we could take Anna's slash.
So... as the man from Mango.
Oh.
Who do you think that would be good? And apparently they pay extremely well. And perhaps they want to... I'm going to propose you and me. who is this? Anna?
Takoon.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good. Burn the flags, burn the house, burn the churches, burn it all down.
See, now it's beautiful. Now it's really pretty.
This is good.
So, for the brooch, Lanvin, we have this from Balenciaga. I think it's cool. It's like a neck brace. Well, first we thought maybe it was a scarf.
It's a neck brace.
Yeah.
Burn it all down. I moved on. I'm on to 20s now. 20s is something that, well, really the inspiration was John Galliano's show. He was inspired by the photographer Brass Eye, who is a photographer from the 20s. Shoes, I'm very desperate for. It just has to be something that slightly evokes the 20s.
What has she got? Well... you have to have that fashion story, you know, spots are in or stripes or full skirts or straight skirts or whatever it is. But I try to make that secondary. We built a fantasy around the girl and what she's doing, what she's thinking, who she is.
But there,
That. Of course, what's so genius about that is that, you know, she has big fat legs. I love that.
This is Phyllis's reference picture as well.
They're so beautiful.
Okay, are they coming for the run-through, please?
That was just Anna's office. She has an 11 o'clock appointment.
So what does that mean?
It's 10 till 11 right now.
So she wants to see me before?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Anna wants to see us now because she has somewhere to be at 11.
Okay.
Hey.
We're going in.
I have a ton of stuff here, and I don't know how many doubles, triples, singles I'm doing.
But maybe we can prioritize what...
But yeah, and you should, you know, if you hate something, just say, I never want to see that in the magazine.
Okay.
Well, there's two coats here. I'm sort of undecided about them, but...
Okay. But it is similar to the one we did in July.
It's not, because you're thinking of the one we shot and didn't run. I've shot them twice, but we have not had them in the magazine. The coat didn't run. Anyway, there's all these little dresses, and then this little coat. I love all these little evening things.
Let's remove the coat.
I have to have a little freedom to play around.
Grace, I mean, yeah. There's a lot of wearable things in this, and I want this to be more wearable than not.
I started working for American Vogue the same day as Anna did. I think we understand each other pretty much, just through, you know, living together for 20 years. She knows I'm stubborn. I know she's stubborn, and I know when to stop pushing her. She doesn't know when to stop pushing me.
Is it odd just having one fur? I mean, should we have one other thing that has a fur? I mean, I just think it's odd to have one. I mean, maybe you're going to do a fur hat or...
Okay.
Like it's sort of strange to have a whole
shoot.
Well,
I'm trying to make as many different looks as possible.
Yeah, but I think you
need
one more.
Because otherwise you're going to get bored.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah. I would take that out. And then these are all out. Is that right?
No, not absolutely not. These are beautiful. I mean, don't throw those out. They're beautiful.
And I don't think we should do this. That's the one from Resort, right?
Yeah, it's so perfect.
I know, Chris, going in the stores in November. You can do it in the November issue.
How don't you think of leaving these up?
I know, I love those.
That was unbelievable. Well, I'm not leaving them out.
So cute.
Yeah. And perfect. And what is this thing about we need a fur coat to match that one?
Or a fur hat.
Oh, please. I mean, hey, look, what's this? Oh, she's thrown it out. This is fur. This is fur. That's the craziest thing I've heard.
Done. Yeah, she had a lot of her old issues, and then one time I came in here and looked and like saw that she didn't have everything that she'd ever done, and I just thought it would be nice for her, so now she's got everything.
I remember that.
That was controversial.
Putting a black girl on the September cover was my first one that was considered questionable. This got us a lot of attention for on the cover. This is the Death Warmed Up cover.
This one's really cute.
I know, but they look so pale.
I certainly read British Vogue when I was 14, 15.
This is the one you hated.
Yes.
My American grandmother used to send me 17. That was a very high point of my childhood every month.
All right, Gwyneth. This is when we moved into celebrities. We've got to decide between these two. Which one?
I like the color on that.
You do?
But I like the dress on the other one.
And then the other thing I wanted to show you, darling, was that. What do you think? That's not your look.
Her hair is in her face in that one.
You like that one?
One of these.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you think you'd ever work at the magazine? With your mom?
No. I think I'm going to go to law school, so probably not, but I don't know. I'm going to get through college first. Sorry, Mommy.
Early days, we'll see.
I really don't want to work in fashion. It's just not for me. I really respect her, obviously, but it's a really weird industry to me, and it's just not for me. She wants me to be an editor. I don't want to put it down, but I would never want to take it too seriously. Some of the people in there act like fashion is life, and it's really amusing, and you can make fun of them, but for that to be your career, it's just like, you know, there are other things out there, I think.
Yeah! Isabel, let's go look at your resort collection.
They're very clean and crisp.
Almost. This is a compliment. Institutional. Clinical. Clinical.
You got it.
Andre. Andre's having a great time with Isabel today. Fabulous time. Has all these ideas of still lives and things that we could do, so we're doing all that.
You make sunglasses too?
Yeah.
Upside down.
Is it my tape?
upside exactly down.
You have such an eye.
Make sure you feature the bag.
It's very cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really beautiful.
Block. Beautiful.
This is it.
I don't love the way these purple parents look, do you? They look big.
Are they sending more choices, or is this kind of it?
These are all, you know, within.
Somehow, you know, little dark wigs we've seen quite often, mm-hmm. So you have to find another way to do 20s.
Yeah. Like that?
The girls were wonderful, and they all seemed to work perfectly. I hope it looks as good as I think it does. We've done them in a very soft colour, you know, and it's almost like old film that's faded. I love when it goes soft, and even sometimes if there's movement, there's a little blur and things, but I don't know, everybody seems to like things pin sharp these days. I think it's a shame.
It's okay. Yeah.
Is that this week?
This was this morning.
This morning?
Yeah. I mean, I knew that they were doing an ad, but I didn't know
that would be on the cover.
Right. It's kind of exciting.
I guess just you know, start at the beginning with when the Gap came to you.
It was Vogue had called and said that, you know, we are working with the Gap this coming up year, and we, you know, we want to launch the partnership with this concept of reworking the white shirt idea.
Good,
it's amazing.
So proud of you.
That's
so
it.
Hi,
Anna, how are you?
So I told you I'd get you the Gap.
I know. You got me a huge thing, which is great. Thank you so much.
Funny. I was thinking about our conversation all those months.
I know. I keep thinking, I was like, I didn't realize it was going to turn into such a big deal. But
have you had a good response?
Yes. I think they're sold out online.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
This is what we shot the other day. It was really divine. This is all Galliano, who was the inspiration and the start of the whole story. But I completely fell in love with these. This is Coco. She was doing the Charleston here on the bar. Nearly fell off, but I think that's kind of great.
Excuse me.
We're going to try to print these out again brighter.
Okay.
This one's a little unnecessary.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah.
Too much.
It is. It's all that posing. A different kind of set almost.
Yeah, but that the others look right. Fine. But do you agree?
Yeah.
I
think you have more personality out of these than you do on that. Yeah, mm-hmm. So.
And there's plenty of Galliano's.
Yes. Another fun. I know this one's, again, like the group.
Yeah.
But maybe if it's more in the middle, it might work.
We'll see.
All right.
How many are there?
22. Well, that'll give you the right number. That'll give you the right number.
Haze it for them, too.
I have to find out how much. I'm going to go check and see how much of that is in the Xerox.
I need to print out the beauty better.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
And then try to print this out better, sure. Too, if you can. Let's see if that helps it. It's the. Well, look. I think
because
on the screen there was more color. No, because even really the beauty, myself, did. It's everything. I think it's just the printer, right now. It's the printer right now.
They're meant to be soft. They're meant to be.
Okay.
That's the point.
But the colors are not like this,
like
though.
Like this.
Right.
They are.
Well, I take that to be like that, no matter what.
I mean, they're meant to be. They're not supposed to be bright, you know, like this. They're not.
No.
Like
I know that. I know.
So don't try, because you won't get anywhere.
No, they just seem,
I mean, you probably will, because you can probably pump them up, but that's really a shame. Is this out?
Maybe.
Are you kidding?
No.
Why?
Because she doesn't feel it goes with the rest of the story so much. Wait and see. This is early yet. We have the whole issue to put together.
I don't get why I wouldn't go. That's the old Galliano. Which is the point of the thing.
You got a few more. You got a few more there.
Yeah.
I love these. It's wonderful, these.
It's astounding. Mm-hmm. No, they're supposed to be soft like that. They're supposed to be backlit. It's maybe all the things she doesn't like, but that's what they're supposed to be.
No, it's great. It's really nice. Thanks. I'll talk to you. So this is around there with Sienna.
This is Sienna.
So I don't have to be there for that one.
Well, it's a cover.
Well, I'll go look. I'll go to it, sure. Just call me when.
So. All right. Sorry about this. It's like a girly heaven. Holy.
Oh my god, is that the Marquesa one?
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
Andrea?
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
Is that wings?
No.
I don't understand how everyone sort of collectively does something.
Do they do them? Do they design them specially?
Yeah.
It's a September issue of Vogue.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Savannah, myself.
Hi, I'm Anna. How are you? Thank you for coming.
Do you want to try that?
It looks cheap to me.
Okay, cool.
That's quite ridiculous.
The evolution for Vogue to putting celebrities on its covers has been because of Anna. She was ahead of the curve to appreciate the fact that celebrity culture became overwhelming.
Am I supposed to pose in this bit?
No.
I don't know.
What Vogue did, and what the supermodels did in the pages of Vogue, is that they trained a generation of celebrities to want to be supermodels. Actresses started believing that fashion was a seamless part of life and a seamless part of celebrity, and that was fine.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing.
It's really no pasta. I can't bear going to Rome and not being able to have pasta.
That's incredible.
It's amazing in that.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. I thought it was in Paris. Amazing. And the rest of the shoot is just brilliant, Grace.
Well, do mention it to Anna, because it's she's killed half of it.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It is beautiful.
She took out the two best pictures.
I know.
Tom, do you want to talk to the hair stuff? Or do you want to do that another time?
You know what? I just wanted to show you this. This was what we looked up. Which I loved. It's divine, isn't it?
My hair's too thick to do it with.
You, I mean, you're great in short hair.
You really are. Better.
Do you? I do. I mean, I have it's a survey of every hairstyle you have on my board. I'm serious. The shoot is centered around a weekend in Rome. She's going to go around town, and I have to storyboard that literally because this is going to be highly produced. Otherwise, it's going to be chaos. Feathers. I'm going to Europe today. Rome, Paris, and London.
What time are we leaving on Wednesday?
Renewing your itinerary shortly.
Just tell me a time.
Have we organized like where they would bring these dresses in Rome? No.
It's a problem when yours are the first pictures in, because people get bored with them. Okay. So she's going to love the Rome pictures because they'll come straight in and they'll go straight to press. So if Sienna gets sick and doesn't turn up in Rome, maybe all the pictures will come back. Well, they'll probably find another celebrity to take her place. I don't know.
It's
So should we not talk about feathers anymore?
I think we'll come to the discussion is over.
Okay, is there anything we need to talk about for December, or is that just wait till we come back? Grace, I'm leaving soon. Do you need me for anything?
Well, yeah, we have, you know, like, are there any restrictions on cure? The budget is a problem because, you know, for obvious reasons. It's not fine.
Unless it's not that
simple.
We need to talk. She has the
place. I know, but it's a hell of a lot of work to put together, which I don't want to do if you have a limited budget. So I can't really find out what the limit is because the limit keeps changing.
Now I'm in a really foul mood because they've killed another spread of my 20th story. And they're about to kill another one. And they're all lying to me about it, including Danko, who I thought was my friend. And you just sit here and everything is killed. It's like incredibly boring. And I love to talk money in front of you guys with Anna because it drives her crazy. It's a sure way to get the budget up.
I don't like this.
No. Oh, we do this too. But
no, it's just that that's not a good place for that to go.
Oh, okay.
This is too long, Charlie.
Still.
I think it's spread too long.
All right, we'll take it down. It's easy to take down then if that's the case.
Well, I'm leaving, so.
Yes, I'll have them do it right away.
Wait till I've gone.
Okay.
Didier? I'm fine. How are you? I think that it's actually going to be a wig, DDA, so you're going to need time to... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her hair is just completely lackluster, and she's growing it out. She won't cut it, you know, blah, 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 blah. It might be just easier to do a wig.
Do you need this?
And your tickets are in the July Europe envelope.
Okay, and what about money?
The money is in the bag.
Okay.
I mean, I'll see you guys in Europe.
Bye.
Going to be around until next...
Until Tammy's pictures come in. And,
that's for next month.
No, CNR is not next month.
But we're not going to really do the issue until Anna gets back. We're just putting all these things up.
Well, no, you're taking them all down. Taking everything down.
I took two more out, and there's question marks on two more. So it's being whittled down. I'm furious. They've probably thrown out $50,000 worth of work. I care very much about what I do. I do, or I wouldn't be still doing it, you know. But it gets harder and harder to see it just thrown out. And it's very hard to go on to the next thing.
They give you the message about Chanel?
That you're going this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
too.
Pleasure to see you. Welcome. Welcome to Paris.
Ah, oui.
Maybe I want... the thing is that my clothes
nothing's
are not...
Nothing's ready. You're going to say the usual story.
But I have some elements to show you. But then, I show you only one little thing. Coco, voilà. The dress is not done. But it will be like that dress, like Fer Forger, you know. The collection is different prints of different countries.
Wow.
You know, I'm doing a shoot here in Paris. I mean, I'm looking because I always come to the Couture. Almost always I've been, actually, for 20 years at American Vogue and 20 years before that on British Vogue and a few years before that when I was modelling. So I've been coming for a long time. Obviously, ostensibly, I'm there to find something to shoot. But I always mark too many things. Anna says, don't be silly. Can't do that one. But,
darling. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Did you see the match?
My God, you look amazing for this room.
Right, I didn't think. Did you see Roger's match yesterday?
He won. No, I didn't see it, but I heard he won. So, we go to Siena. Our schedule, a rough schedule I've done with Tony. Basically, I want to create a film, you know, a mixture of Fellini meets Visconti meets...
Oh, right.
Almost like cinematic. Yeah, very, very cinematic, I think, that I would like to try and do a...
But the charming side of Italian film rather than the broody, moody side.
Of course, okay. But look how beautiful her with the people in the background. Yeah. I mean, I want things that are quite spectacular. Then I want to do something to do with the Vespas in St. Peter's Square. And then I wanted something with horses and soldiers. I mean, there is a lot of white, like I love that, mm-hmm. The feeling of this white. There's the pastry shop, which is all white. I mean, there's a lot of white. I don't know why I keep on looking at things that are white. You know, the white horses, because I think that could be quite beautiful there too. And then I love this idea of putting the horse in odd places as well.
But I just don't want that to be the whole thrust of the story.
Okay.
Now let's talk about her, because her hair is not looking... It's best.
We and had I gather thought she's... of putting a wig on her,
well,
like
I think
a
that's
blonde
a great
wig.
Idea.
A really graphic
blonde.
One, yeah.
I mean, my advice, since we're going to be short on time, is if we decide on a look and just stay with it, because
of course,
you don't want to waste hours.
Oh, no, I would do a look, and that's her look.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm really excited about
this. This is going to be the biggest
this
one
is an
in
amazing
our history.
Room, no?
You should have a party here.
What, the September one is going to be the... What, how many pages? Like 10,000?
I don't know yet, but it's the biggest in our history. So.
Really?
Yep. So we're excited.
I should have a party here, no?
I never dreamt to be a model or never dreamt to be a fashion editor, but I just loved the pages and the pictures. In my early years as a fashion editor, I worked with Norman Parkinson, who was
a really big photographer. And he taught me to always keep your eyes open, you know, never go to sleep in the car or anything like that. Keep watching, because whatever you see out the window or wherever, it can inspire you.
It's sort of strange to think how old it is. It's beautiful.
I think I got left behind somewhere because I'm, you know, still a romantic. You have to go charging ahead. You can't stay behind.
Okay.
I love.
She looks gorgeous.
Good. The head just that tiny bit forward so you get like an S.
That good. That's the one. Good, good.
Oh, wow.
Anna, how are you? We're doing very well. I'm sitting here with Mario and everybody. Sienna's here doing a wig. Everything's great.
Let's divide our story like this. Let's do 4 visual locations. Mm-hmm. Let's say...
That's pretty spectacular, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, look, you got the Colosseum.
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I think we don't need it.
It's got beautiful open shade light. I mean, it's so pretty. Oh,
yeah. That is what I'm wondering, whether we want freedom. I find I've done this hair, like, really... Yeah, I would love something new, a new proposition. Yeah.
We tried the wig, and it did not work, and we moved on. And we moved on in the right direction, I think.
There, wow, stay there. Don't move. This is your face. Don't move.
This is really beautiful, no? Yeah. I like the freshness of it. It's a September cover.
Go. Okay, again.
Go.
Again.
Come forward. Go.
Yeah. It's
quite beautiful,
isn't it? No, I'm not
convinced of this.
If you want to like this, this is good.
I can certainly get rid of the head thing. Do you want to get rid of the head thing?
Maybe it's not good.
Grace, thanks for the pie. I just don't know if I should eat that because the corsets are so tight.
It's that's not going to make a difference.
Raquel.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Can you breathe? Are you all right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's beautiful. And the expression here is very lovely.
Just play with the hands a little, Raquel, for me, don't you? Wow.
That's beautiful.
It ain't bad.
I think you got it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well done, Michelle.
Boing!
Go. Clear.
Left. Miss Winter inaugurated me into health by intervention. She saved my life, I guess, in the long term because she intervened about 3 years ago that I go to lose the weight. So naturally what Miss Winter says goes. So I took up tennis.
Over your shoulder. Come on.
Yeah. I wouldn't come to the tennis court and just
a pair of shorts and a tennis shirt. I go to Damon Dash for my trousers. I go to Ralph Lauren for the shirts.
This is my version of a tennis watch. It's a Piaget from the 60s. But I would wear this on a tennis court. I would wear it all day long. It's all a part of the whole life of being who I am. I have to get up and approach life with my own aesthetics about style.
And when's it happening?
The magazine will be actually almost 9 million up when we come out of September.
Wonderful. This is not a great looking opener. I mean, this is a cleaner opener. You know, the girl looking at you. I'm going to open with something people want to read, I think.
Do you need me, Charlie?
Yes, the couture is here.
Oh, great. What about Mario?
Mario, he's... The film is on plane, and I don't mind
them,
too.
Hello? I love them. They look gorgeous. I've stolen them. I snatched them out of Charlie's hands. Kind of, but, you know, he hates to say until Anna's seen them, in case he makes a mistake.
A lot of wigs.
Author it.
Well, we can wait, right?
Oh, yes, sure.
This slightly hinges on what happened with Sienna, I think.
Okay.
I know Grace wasn't crazy about that one anyway.
Hi. I know it's just... Brian just told me it's coming out now. So as soon as I look at it, maybe I'll call you right back. Okay, thanks a lot, Mario.
Okay, I need these printed out right
sure,
away.
Sure, yeah. It's printing now, but...
So this is what
Aria
sent?
This is what he just sent, yes.
But did he send the cover?
No.
Okay.
It's taking him a while to do that.
That's it?
Yes.
That's it for the clothes?
That's all he said.
Can you get Tawny in here? It seems like...
Yeah, she wasn't in before. Let me see if she's back.
Not yet. Her assistant's calling you to find out.
Okay. Could we ask her assistant to see how many pictures here we're missing?
Yeah. This is all he sent.
Can I see Ivan, please?
Ivan.
And I need Tony's assistant or... Hi. Did he say this was... There's more coming or... There's nothing else?
No, this is, I think, the story, but I'll go back to them and just double check.
All right.
As I understand it, this is everything.
Okay. Can we get Tony's assistant or Virginia in here, please? Tony, I'm sorry, I'm losing you. I thought we were going to have more clothes.
Okay, Mario. I'd like to see the rest of the film as soon as possible. You understand?
But I didn't get the Colosseum.
Right. I don't think that's it. I think the thing is the whole look, is everything. Truthfully.
It's a bit short on clothes.
But I don't know if we even need to reshoot. But it's something that's being talked about. So I just want to put it in your ear. I just finished talking to Mario. No other Nina Ricci.
That was it.
That was it.
They didn't do it for me.
No, and they didn't... He says they didn't do the Colosseum dress. He says he didn't like it, so they didn't do it.
Okay.
I just finished talking to Mario.
Yeah.
He says there is nothing on the dress in the Colosseum.
Well, he didn't like it. He really
couldn't. He says he didn't like it, so he never really did it, he said. Which I had to tell her.
You know, it's digital. He did something. He never got an image that he wanted to hold on to.
Right.
You know, I understand that, you know, she needs a few more dresses, but, you know, you get what you get.
I'm concerned a little because I'm not positive of the cover at the moment. The one he's chosen, she's kind of tough looking in the face. That's not a face for a cover.
Right.
See this?
Yeah.
It's just, it can't be that.
I mean, I think there could definitely be something there. So, I think that's pretty ravishing.
Well, look at it now. I've cropped in on it and turned
it. What does it say? Something?
And
like this best, but teeth.
But teeth.
Maria. Hi. I just had to ask if there was something there that you thought we could at least look at. not one. Florence, could you make me some coffee, please? She has to look so conservative because she's working in a lawyer's office.
No, a judge.
A judge, sorry. My older brother is in charge of finding lower income housing in London for people that need it, and my sister's very involved in supporting farmers' rights in Latin America. My younger brother is a political editor of The Guardian. And very successful, very brilliant. And my two brothers and my sister, I think they're very amused by what I do. they're amused.
A London facialist who is a great friend of Plum's, and she's got a beautiful line of products, and she's opening a new store in London, and if it's ready I'd love to do a little item on that. And then this is a piece about all the advancements in eyes, and I think that eyes are something that women of all ages think about because their eyes start aging. They're the first thing that starts to age. I think even women in their 20s are concerned about it. It's the most delicate skin I've ever
had. This is the look that Andre would prefer to have.
There's no alternative?
There's none.
I said I didn't want any more
environment.
Black and white.
Ah, black and white, okay. Yeah.
Is it this one, Anna, do you think?
Yeah, but I still like this one. Okay, but stronger. I remember when my dad retired and I asked him why he was leaving, because he was obviously so passionate about what he was doing still, and he said, well, I get too angry. I find myself getting too angry. So I do remember that, because I know there are times I get quite angry, so I try and restrain that. So I think when I find myself getting really, really angry, that might be time to stop.
It's very long, Sienna. 22
pages.
Wow.
Anna saw the celebrity thing coming way before everybody else jumped on that bandwagon. And, you know, whilst I hated it, I'm afraid I have to admit she was right. You know, you can't stay behind. You have to go charging ahead. And she did. And the magazine is very successful because of it. I mean, whilst I wouldn't really care if I never saw another celebrity. Obviously, if the magazine doesn't sell, I don't have a job, so it would be silly. You know, you gotta have something to put your work in, otherwise it's not valid.
Gotten this request yet or no?
I haven't yet. Yeah.
It's all change.
What?
It's all changed.
What's all changed?
The shoot we're doing this weekend is going to be a reshoot of the colour block shoot that Edward did.
What?
And I killed colour blocking, and they want to reshoot it, and then, but of course it's very urgent, so.
I got your message. We're already working on it.
Okay.
A little while.
Okay.
But I got to get all the clothes in 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's getting a little busy up here.
There's just a bunch on the priority rack. I don't know where it came from.
Sarah has Marc Jacobs on her rack. I'll grab that for you as well.
What about stuff like this?
That particular one was shot, but yes, in theory, it could be colour blocked.
But I shot one of these, didn't I, in that same issue, so that's no good. And this one?
That's good. I haven't shot.
Have I
shot
that skirt?
Well, you shot the skirt. Yes.
This has to close on Thursday.
I know.
And it's not going to come in until Wednesday?
No, it won't. I can't do anything about it. This kind of change was made, and I didn't even know.
Did I shoot this? I shot this.
You did.
There's a red coat.
Yes, shot. Was your 20s Prada dress shot, the red one?
Yeah.
You shot it, and it didn't
And it was killed.
I know. We just read that the layout. I felt very excited to see that there was a photograph of mine in the hallway. 20 years later. Are we opening the issue?
Yes, as of now.
What do you mean as of now? It doesn't have to ship.
Nothing is settled.
Is that all I did?
Yeah, that's all. Well, that's
it seemed to like. Sweat like mad to get this.
Whatever happened to the Colosseum, I don't know. That was the only one.
But that didn't work, unfortunately. You know, we had little time, and I wanted to do another cover, and I said, you know, I'm not going to spend 3 hours here. I'll go and do a cover. Yeah. Do you have the covers?
Oh, right here.
So it's between these two. We're testing both for now.
Do you think I should use this body in that head?
No, let's just do this.
Would this be more...
It's a better neck.
No?
You see, we have to retouch a lot of this because there's a lot of teeth. It's very teethy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also there's a filling. There's a couple of fillings there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we could fix that.
Of course, yeah. Will, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I think that
you know,
that
when
is very inviting.
There, it's going to be at you.
Yeah.
So that's the one. But you're right. I think that neck
that
and shoulder
this body
is
might be more beautiful, no?
And I'm going to dummy it up that way. So.
Okay,
no,
great.
All right.
Okay, there's no colour stuff left that hasn't already been shot.
So what
is any good?
What is it called that you're shooting?
I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along. Whoops. And I've got 2 days to...
Is it the last shoot that we expect?
You better pray it is, because otherwise I don't know who's going
to
shoot it.
The biggest issue of the year, and we have to close, and they're still shooting.
Now, I had an idea, but I don't know if I want to do it or not. It involves you. That's why I'm asking. Not you, Connie. My friend. Yeah.
How do you feel today? Good? You feel young today? Feel good?
That's good.
Yeah, that is the plan for you.
Can you jump?
Yeah, that's great, this was great.
This is for one more, you keep momentum, one more, okay?
Okay.
Oh, that's great!
So look at this Monte Air. In the same page, very close to him, like that.
Right.
Jumping too, you know, bum jumping, funny, huh?
Yeah.
I think she's looking right in the lens.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Here we go. Awesome. How many times did they make you jump?
Not too many.
I like them.
They're fun. I mean, we just needed a breath of fresh air, and this year everything was quite dense. So.
Look great. Wearable. Accessible.
Great props.
Okay.
We're working on this one.
Yeah.
A little bit of retouching. Need to go to the gym. But they look great. It's pretty Patrick who did it.
Yeah. It's Patrick?
Patrick doing, yes.
Great.
Patrick and Grace.
Did she like them?
Bit of retouching, she said.
Oh, I bet.
Of course.
She told me I needed to go to the gym.
Due to which picture? The jumping one?
Yeah. She's right.
No, but personally, I think it's better that you're not, like, skinny. To me, it's much more makes the point than that you're real people and not models. Everybody isn't perfect in this world. I mean, it's enough that the models are perfect. You don't need to go to the gym.
Thank you, Chris.
Charlie, when you are looking at Patrick's pictures, please do not retouch Bob's stomach. No, please don't, because I don't want him to look like, you know, a skinny male model. Okay. But no, I just wanted to catch his stomach before you gave him a... He's pulling it in now as I speak. Okay. All right, thanks, bye.
One
issue. I better go finish
me
it.
Too.
So make it good now.
20, color bar, polished. And then what about her teeth?
Oh, I've got to work on this a lot. I'm going to fix her neck. Oh, that's the new neck. Yeah, it's better covers. Okay. This is the new neck on this. Oh, okay, great.
So we have to write Sienna Miller large because people won't know if it's right. You can't write singular Sienna or sensational Sienna. This all seems so large and pretentious, this type.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Looks like it's for blind people.
It's gonna come out like that, right?
Is she wearing feathers? Are those feathers?
Yeah,
that...
What are we supposed to do with feathers this fall?
You're supposed to wear them.
And then there's a ring. These aren't very good.
No.
This is not in the correct order.
Yes, it is.
More like this.
Do we have the book in the cover there?
Do you have any updated?
Yes.
Okay. Then this is our cover girl, whom we took to Rome with Mario Testino. She was interviewed here by Sally Singer. We had the idea to do a sort of jazz age shoot. That's Takoon, and on the right is Chanel. That is the issue.
Very nice, Jenna.
Thank you.
Oh my god!
Wasn't Sienna originally the lead? Yes, it was. Okay. One more spread here. And it'll be my whole issue just about, except for Sienna.
Great.
Fashion's not about looking back. It's always about looking forward.
Okay.
Right.
Next.
Starting.
Move the board.
Yes, it will.
I don't believe for one minute that I have a sense of what's going to happen or a sense of real change the way Grace does. I mean, Grace is a genius, and there is no one that can visualize a picture or understand the direction of fashion or produce a great shoot. I mean, she's just remarkable.
Okay.
She and I don't always agree, but I think that over the years we've learned how to deal with each other's different points of view.
Anna, want you something?
Is anyone coming to this run through except for me?
So what else?
September issue.
No way. When is it coming out?
Is this better? This is authority. This is it or nothing. This is it or nothing, okay? When I got the pose, strike it.
That was a stroke of genius on my side, I think. Turn the cameras on you. And it just came to me, like, I was walking along the corridor, and I was like, oh, my God, they're looking at my rack again. I can't. Hang on a minute. I'll teach them.
What's your strength?
Decisiveness.
Your weakness?
My children.
What gift would you like?
A better backhand. Let's do it together.